I did kind of want a dog, but I feel like the reason I don't want a dog here
is... The G-word was the last time you had a dog?
Yeah.
How long ago was that? 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, that's 4 years ago. But we had, bro, we had Kodak for 5, 6 years, bro. I had Kodak for years. Like, I learned a lot, like, having... No, it was 4 years. I had Kodak for 4 years. I learned a lot.
Kodak.
Huh? Oh, because he was black. I named him. He was Kodak Black. He was literally a little black dog.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You a nigga. Why would you name a dog Kodak?
Bro, that shit was perfect. I mean, everyone loved that name. Kodak Black. That was his full name.
But classic dog names like Spike or Fido or like... Like, or like the super extra ass ones who named them like full ass government names, like Devontae Barquez and Johnson and shit.
Bartholomew.
Kodak Black. Was the dog even black?
Yeah. Oh, all black. Yeah. Like black like a TV.
What kind of dog was it? Lab?
Pomeranian Shih Tzu mix. So it was supposed to be. He actually got bigger. Yeah.
That hair was everywhere.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Even after like I gave him. Even after I gave him back, I definitely was picking up hair for at least a good some months after.
Yeah, no, you ain't gonna have dog hair all of my shit. Cause I promise you, if I bite into my taco and it's a dog hair, I'm beating your ass and dog hair.
Look, if you want a recommendation on dogs that don't shed, I can give you some.
That's what I said. But like, I mean, this is definitely something we could talk about on the pod. Is it really crazy to get a pet to impress somebody? Cause what if I do love the pet? What if,
It is for sure crazy to get it.
But don't people do that already?
That's like baby trapping a woman.
I literally I watched this Nectar dating show, and every time a guy will say something like, "Well, I got a couple cats at home," the girls turn around just because he got cats. She didn't hear nothing else he said. She didn't turn around for nothing.
I don't disagree that the attachment women have the animals is crazy work, but for you specifically, to go, "Hey, I'm gonna get this." Lifelong commitment. I just buried a dog, bro. This lifelong commitment.
I'm with you.
Over a girl
I swear.
Is crazy work.
Hey, man.
It'd be different if she wanted you and she was like, yes, if you get a dog.
Can I say this? Can I say this? I've mentioned, like, what if somebody who's only had pets and in relationships gets a pet while single? Is that energy different? And that's kind of also a piece of me wanting to see that. Like I said, I have wanted a dog before, but now it's just in the essence of like, okay, is this really the right environment for you to get a dog?
You know that conversation we had 2 weeks ago when I asked you why you didn't see this?
Yep.
And you know why that conversation didn't make the podcast?
Why?
You know why.
You asked the question. Oh, I was just with it. I was just going with you. I don't remember why.
But you know what I'm about to say to you right now?
No, I actually don't.
Paying for it.
Prove
my point. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for my TED Talk.
Step in, relax, sit down for a bit. Otaku Collective, about to get you lit. Anime and manga in them top 5 lists. Best podcast, nothing comes close to this. Fire like a snap from Colonel Mustang. 3 homies out here killing the game. Hit record and watch them all start to cook. Reviewing anime movies and comic books. Say otaku. Say otaku. Say otaku. It's the Otaku Collective Podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to your baby mama's favorite podcast. We are the Otaku Collective. As always, my name is Josh. With me are the boys. Zoe, Seth, say hello to the people.
Oh, damn, we're in unison. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, all right. Well, pre-pod talk, we already know what's going on with Zoe. But,
we're just going to say Zoe's okay.
New week, same old bullshit. Seth, what you got going, broski? How's life?
Life is good, doing good. Finally had the first D&D session of our group today. That was fun.
6 weeks later.
Way more than 6 weeks. Weeks.
Yeah, that was my group. 16 weeks later.
A year and a half later.
Jesus Christ.
A year and a half when we formed this group 18
weeks later,
on eventually having this D&D session. Or like this D&D campaign.
Or actually 52 62.
It was probably like 75 or around there or something like that. I don't know. I'm not doing all that math, but guesstimating rather. It's also my first time DMing.
Turn up.
So that was interesting. I still haven't DM'd like a fight yet.
You didn't do fights in session zero?
Well, in session zero, I did. But with all of them at the table.
Full party fight.
With all of them at the table, yeah.
And you are you using Roll20 or D&D Beyond?
D&D Beyond. D&D Beyond.
You paying
for the book? Yeah. Well, so just like, I think it's like $5 a month or whatever. And
just for during the campaign.
I can upload my maps and stuff like that to there, and they have a map program now.
Right.
To where you can run.
We were going to use Beyond until John was like, oh, I got to pay for this shit. And then he was like, nah, fuck that. We're going to Roll 20.
Yeah, I just. D&D Beyond for me is like easier programming
UI
wise.
UI is definitely easier. Yeah. The UI is definitely easier.
The Roll 20 UI was a lot.
Recently, so it's a lot more smoother. Gotcha. I know you haven't played on Roll 20 in a while, but yeah, Roll 20 is a lot more smoother now. They have a whole new character system.
Got you. Noted. I just want to try out D&D Beyond as far as like the maps go and stuff like that. Because the maps, I'm going to keep it real. I'm finding off of Google Images. So.
Because you're homebrewing it, right?
Yeah. Or not like homebrewing and stuff like that, but it's not like a. It is a world that exists, but the campaign itself is like
the
my campaign.
Yeah, the same thing.
Yeah. So, but it was fun. Another session next week.
Turn out. How many are doing a month? Once a week or
two?
Two a month. Okay.
To a month. So
two back to back, or is it like a week?
It is back to back this time. Because just because we're going to do it on the 2nd and 4th Sundays of every month, but today is the 3rd Sunday of the month.
Gotcha. But normally,
yes.
We are doing the 1st and 3rd Mondays of the month. So we got one next week because we started late last time. Tomorrow, I should say. Yeah, we have one tomorrow because we started late.
Gotcha. Other than that, though, I'm pretty sure I said this last week. Super stoked about potentially having Domino Ace and Awashi out at the same time, anime-wise.
My boy gonna be sports eating.
I will be, yes. I hope that for Domino Ace's sake, they go past where the manga ended. I hope
we'll
so.
Find out.
We will indeed find out.
It's always weird when they do that. Because it's like, cool, anime only ending. Because we didn't get source material, but was it as good as it could have been?
I think every Domino Ace fan will say yes.
Well, yeah, because y'all getting content.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but.
Turn up. I had a solid week, none too crazy. Just been catching up on stuff. Wrestling
nice.
Really interesting. Yeah, a lot of people got fired that didn't expect to get fired, but I know they'll be all right because they're talented. John Cena being a heel is still really weird. Cody Rhodes we haven't seen in a little bit, but he'll be back soon, I'm sure. And R-Truth is getting a world title shot. That's also funny. Allegedly, right? I don't think it's been confirmed.
Allegedly,
yet.
Okay.
I thought it was confirmed. I thought it was confirmed for Saturday night.
I didn't watch SmackDown, so I don't know. Yeah, but as far as I know, the rumor mill has it that he's doing Saturday night main event. It might have confirmed it's Friday, but I didn't watch SmackDown, so I don't know. But yeah, so that'll be interesting.
That will definitely be interesting.
Boston, bitch.
I was wondering when you were going. Yeah, I'm trying to distract you with all my problems. I thought if I told Josh all my problems right now, he probably would leave me alone.
Genuinely head fog until clarity came out of nowhere. It was like the son of the Lord and the light reached down on me and my moment of weakness and it lifted me up. And he was like, everything's going to be okay, son, for I am here. Bitch, I am your father. 4-2. Next beat the Celtics. We get in that rematch with the Pacers. And we took them niggas to 7 hurt last year. So guess what? It's going to be belt to ass. Next are going to the NBA Finals. And when we win the chip because we beat Anthony Edwards' bitch ass, that bum ass father, we gonna set the city on fire.
Y'all actually might.
Call it. That's all I'm saying.
Y'all actually might set the city on fire.
Call the National Guard, nigga. And best believe, Game 7, I don't know how, I don't know with what money, but nigga, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be.
I wouldn't play with Josh. You probably will find a way.
It's over with. I promise you. Some little white nigga who need a sugar baby, as me. We gonna make it work. But yeah. I feel bad for Jason Tatum because even though he a bum ass bitch, I don't wish injuries on nobody. Not seriously, anyway. Like when people hold me in fantasy, like I hope he gets a broken clavicle. It's all jokes. But like, crazy work. We were gonna beat them anyway. I strongly believe that with my heart of hearts. But Tatum would have made it more interesting, I guess. Anyway, they played better without him, for real.
Yeah, bro, that was one of the best games. Yeah,
Carlos Bates, mate. Game 5 went a lot better when he wasn't there. But whatever. No, I'm excited for real. It's a good time.
Yeah.
I'm excited too. Obviously for my own reasons.
Yeah.
1.8.
Cooper's flag.
Yep. Cooper's
fucking flag.
Yep. 1.8.
The system is rigged. Anthony Davis gets traded. Pelicans get the number one pick. Luka gets traded. Mavs get number one pick. Who else get traded? And they got
LeBron goes to Miami.
The Cavs end up getting Kyrie and then Anthony Bennett. We all know how that turned out.
And LeBron it's looking like he's going to come back to Cleveland, and then they get the number one pick. And then they trade it, which turns into Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love.
Yeah, true. Crazy work. I see you, Adam Silver. I know your game. As an NBA fan, I low key miss David Stern, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
We ain't slow. We are not slow.
Well, Zoe is because he ain't a real basketball fan, but that's neither here nor there.
I really do feel bad for.
I bet he couldn't name 5 Celtics before JB and JT got there.
You know, when you've asked me that question so much,
I'm talking about 5 mofos after the KG era and before the twin Jalen's.
Oh yeah, no, that was
You couldn't name 5 to save your life. Gun to your head.
I was there though. We made the playoffs. I was like, oh shit, we still making the playoffs. Let's go. The seasons would go how they went, but we'd be the AFC, then get knocked out. Okay, I was there enough to see that.
Were you? Right. Are you aware that Shaq played for y'all?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I ain't that bad. I just, like I said, in and out.
All them shitty Nick lineups. I was watching fucking Aeneas Freedom Cantor and Trey Burke doing pick and rolls.
Yep.
All right. I was there when Andre Bargnani was a decent center. When Amon Shumpert and J.R. Smith was on the team. When fucking Samuel DeLambert was the center. 13 seasons in his NBA career. Kevin Knox, failed Knicks draft pick. Frank Ntilikina, failed New York draft pick. Kristaps Porzingis, bum ass, the unicorn. Somewhat successful, failed New York draft pick. RJ Barrett out there in Canada hooping. But the sacrifice was worth it, because look at us now. We got to mail RJ a ring for the real, for real. Julius Randle, appreciate you, cub, but we're going to put belt to ass if we see you in the finals. Tim Hardaway Jr. was a New York Knicks standout to do absolutely nothing season after season. And now he's doing bullshit in Dallas. So you enjoy that.
Detroit.
Oh, Detroit now.
Yeah.
Jose Calderon was our number one point guard for like 4 years.
We traded him to Detroit for Quentin Grimes, who then we then traded to Philly for a bag of chips, and then he drops like 40, like five straight games.
Lance Thomas, Kyle O'Quinn, Robin Lopez. Did you remember Robin Lopez was a fucking Nick at one point? In the twilight of his career?
No.
Aaron Afalo.
Hey, you naming a lot of players that I used to use in 2K.
Noah fucking Vonleh.
Hey, Noah Vonleh could get it in on 2K.
This real life, nigga. I hear stressed season after season, and now we up. And mofos talking about y'all ain't even in the finals yet. Y'all just beat the Celtics. Bitch, you weren't there. Y'all don't know what we've been through when Chris fucking Humphries, Kim K's ex-husband, was on my team being a bum. Quincy Acey.
You had to just be happy with it.
Emmanuel Mudiay.
Hey, Emmanuel
Raymond Gun-Toting Felton.
Hey, Raymond Felton from like Denver. Raymond Felton was on something.
Alonzo fucking Trier.
Hey, he had Scrubs. Promise.
Scrubs. All of them.
He had promise for some point. Everybody that you just named, I know at least.
You remember Kadeem Allen?
Say the name again.
Kadeem fucking Allen.
No, I can't say that. Do you want that one?
Fucking shooting guard. Averaged 5 points a game. He was the starting shooting guard in 2020. Let that shit sit. What you doing as a starter averaging 5 points a game?
Hey, Josh. For us, do you remember Salah Mejri?
Unfortunately.
Aaron Harrison?
Oh, yeah, the Harrison twins. My the Harrison twins. I love them niggas when they were at Kentucky. Yep.
Yep. Turned it to nothing.
Dog shit. That's why they lost to Louisville that year.
Yogi Ferrell.
Shout out my nigga Yogi. He was hooping on the King.
Hey, he was hooping on the he was hooping a little bit on the Mavs too. He like the reason why the King signed him was because he was hooping with us for a second. Scotty Hobson.
His name ain't hurting, man.
Hey, point is that we've both been there. You've been there a lot longer, but
15 long years, my nigga. Literally. 15 long years. Camelo wasn't doing shit for real. We make the playoffs, get bounced first round, and if we didn't, we just lose to Celtics.
Yeah, I remember a Maverick once upon a time on our team named Luka Doncic. Good times. Good times.
I remember Lin Sanity taking off, and then Melo got that nigga traded. We're going to talk about that.
And Lin Sanity after that went to the Lakers.
And the Rockets. Hooping.
Yeah, hooping.
Then he faded out the lead, but and, hey.
And he waved off Kobe.
He did wave off Kobe. Yeah, holy shit. I remember watching that clip being like, no, he didn't.
This and then he suck it. He suck it, too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Damian. Shit was funny, bro.
We need more good Asian players in the NBA again. Bring back great Asian players in the NBA. Hachimura don't count.
I was about to say the best one we got right now is Rui.
And he don't count.
He's blazing.
Yeah, he don't count. I'm talking about motherland from land of the rising sun or the Imperial Army like in China. Like I need him to have military training. And he was like, you know what, but I'm also hoop. That's what I need. Give me one of them.
Bro, I forgot that we had Quincy AC on our team once upon a time.
Oh yeah, fucking bum. I remember Quincy AC.
This starting lineup that we ran now this year.
He's an assistant coach at Wichita State. Oh, I don't know shit. How. I don't know how to get a nigga a job.
Bro, our starting lineup this year was like Darren Williams, Wesley Matthews, I think it Hoopers. Was Harrison Barnes.
Hoopers.
Dirk and Andrew Bogut.
You just named Hoopers.
Darren,
I would kill for that as a nickname.
No. I don't think you understand how bad Darren Williams was at the time and how bad Wesley Matthews
was. I get that, but that's still not as bad as the Knicks lineup. I would have killed for that.
In 2016?
I would have killed for that in 2016.
Hey, this is the lineup that helped us get Luka, though, briefly.
You want to know the Knicks lineup in 2016? Let me double check and make sure I'm right. Melo was leaving. So we had Ron Baker, Willie Hernan Gomez, Justin Holiday,
yep.
Joakim Noah, well, shell of himself, Kyle O'Quinn, Marshall Plumlee, not even Mason, Marshall, Unicorn Porzingis, Courtney Lee, Shashawn Riddle, Derrick Rose, shell of himself, Lance Thomas, Sasha Vucevic.
Yeah,
I would have killed for that lineup.
This team had Justin Anderson, Quincy AC, Quinn Cook, Jonathan Gibson. Do you remember DeAndre Liggins?
Yeah, I remember DeAndre Liggins.
Oh, man.
31 games that year, bro.
Let me see how many we won.
We're at 12 seed.
We won 33.
See, look at that. That's the fourth overall pick that got you Luka fucking done.
Yep. We didn't move up in the draft either. No, it was fourth. We traded to third.
I just did the fucking trade. I was like, we want Trae Young, which is crazy. One of the worst trades in NBA history now, by the way. All right, yeah, moving on. Shout out, Knicks. Fuck Celtics. And the Pacers. Belt ass when we see you. But today's topic, ladies and gentlemen. You've seen us do top five overrated video games. You've seen us do top five underrated. You've seen us do top five American voice actors in all of media. You've seen us do top five Wheel of Elements. But this week, we got another top five. And we got to do the counterpart because we did English. Top five Japanese voice actors, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Yay!
Fucking giant gap of silence for what?
It'll be added.
Niggas, bro. Nah, leave it in. Leave it in.
No, you kind of got to now. It's got to
leave it in.
Oh, damn.
This is shit I gotta put up with.
Yay.
Oh, man. Okay.
Hey.
Who wanna go first?
I have two honorable mentions.
Of course you do. It wouldn't
I actually have honorable mentions this time too, so we can go to school.
You indecisive ass sluts.
I have a top five solid.
I haven't had honorable mentions in a minute, so yeah, and I feel pretty solid.
I have a top five solid.
Either you made the five or you weren't good enough.
Okay. The one that I have is Konami Kohara. She is the Japanese voice actor for Chika from Love is War. And she also plays Ratsi in Mushoku Tensei. Those are her two most prominent roles. She has other roles and stuff like that. Like she has like different supporting roles in like Tonikawa and stuff like that, shows that I like. But she's one of my honorable mentions, mainly just because of her role as Chika. Chika's one of my favorite female characters in like all of anime. She's just hilarious. Mm-hmm. Also hearing her yell in English, "What the fuck?" and it being bleeped out is hilarious. And then number two is for the other honorable mention is Shoyo Chiba, who is the main guy in 86. He plays the main guy in 86. His voice acting in this show was amazing. Like his scenes where he's like partially losing, I wouldn't say like losing his mind, but like on the borderline of like sanity and insanity. And as well as all the times where he has, like, you can see that he's trying to keep it together, but it's hard to like voice act somebody that's trying to keep it together. If that makes sense. It's easier to voice act somebody if they're crying or not crying, like just going all into one of the two. It's hard to do that like in between. And so he was able to do that in between really, really well. He's also in Bungo Stray Dog season 4. He's Sigma. He's also the main guy Taiki in Blue Box. So like he has several different main roles that I enjoy, like the Paladin anime that I like. He's the main character in that. He plays Nere in Windbreaker. So he plays several different characters I like. But it's mainly for his role in 86. Oh, he's also the main guy in Classroom of the Elite. He's the main guy in Classroom of the Elite. But those are my two honorable mentions.
Okay. My two honorable mentions. Well, my first one, he kind of got added in. Like, so I've been working on this sub list for a minute, but this one kind of got added in just because of recent events. But Kazuki Yao, the voice actor for Frankie from One Piece. He is no longer the current voice actor for Frankie, but as we've gotten our new voice actor, it made me appreciate everything that he has done for Frankie. The new voice actor for Frankie, I'm not saying he's doing a bad job. It's just Frankie sounded more robotic with Kazuki. He was able to play into the cyborgness. Now Frankie sounds more like a regular guy, and it kind of just, I don't know, when you hear something for 20 years, or for my case, like 5 years, but pretty sure who's been on One Piece 20 years, it kind of is hard to switch instantly. I mean, we're only within the first few months of it, so it's going to take a while, but I just wanted to shout him out. He also did Django and who's the other character? Django and Bon Clay for One Piece as well. So he did them. He's on other shows like Initial D, Mar. I see he did a Zoids credit here as well as a Wolverine credit. So he's definitely had a long voice acting career, but definitely my honorable mention coming from One Piece. Because he has that raspy voice that can sound also cybernetic. So it's just pretty cool. My other honorable mention will be Kazuya Nakai. And this is the voice actor for Zoro from One Piece. as well as Captain Obi from Fire Force, Mugen from Samurai Champloo, and, you know, those are some of the big ones. He also did Gintama as Toshiro, so Persona 3, Danganronpa, a lot of different credibilities, but the ones that definitely stuck with me would be Zoro, of course, obviously, because he's always, you know, badass, but Captain Obi's done some speeches since Fire Force has started that really have touched me. So when I first got into Fire Force and I was able to hear Zoro speaking, at first it just kind of, it was soothing because I was like, okay, I know this character is going to be strong. And even with Mugen from Samurai Champloo, that's one of my like favorite samurai shows. He definitely turned up in that and was more, it was more fun. It wasn't so serious like Zoro or Captain Obi, but that probably is just the more fun side I've seen of him. And even recently, not recently, but like a year ago, me and Seth were having an anime day and we were watching Heavenly Delusional. And when he came on the screen as one of the character, the main character's older brother, me and you kind of were like, wait a minute, that's got to be like his voice was so interesting. Like we were able to, we knew it. We just didn't know. We had to research it. We found out it was the same guy. So I think that moment, it always stuck with me. Like, no, this guy's got range. Cause now, he's always playing characters who are strong, but this character in Heavenly Delusional was just a strong-minded person. Like, he wasn't physically strong. So, yeah, no, I like having that sensibility of, like, feeling comfortable with a character, especially when you're meeting a new character. So it really just sit well with me. Like, I guess mainly because I ain't put him in my top five because I'm not going to act like I really, what's the word I want to say, like, felt deep connection. Like, it was a sense of, like, feeling, like, comfortable. Like, oh, man, okay, he's got this. I already know this is going to be a good character kind of thing. So that's why I didn't really make my top five. And Kazuki, he really got added in just because Frankie, every time I hear a new episode of One Piece and Frankie does his lines, like, we're in the egghead part, and Frankie's got a lot of cool lines. Like, Frankie's taking on an elder with Zoro and all those. So it's really cool to... It would have been really cool to get the original Frankie voice for these parts, but I'm remembering, like, you know, when you got a show that's 20 years long, plus, you know, things going to happen. People pass away, people get sick, people get older, and this is going to happen more and more with anime just in general. That's why animes are getting shorter. So, yeah, just wanted to give them two a shout out because they definitely have touched my life in one way or another.
I feel it.
All right.
Does anybody want to actually like go first for their number five, or should I go?
I think you can go. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go and go. Your honorable mention just now was my number five,
and that is
Kazuya Nakai.
Okay.
Zoro's voice actor. He is my number five. He's also, I'm like you mentioned, Zap Renfro in Blood Blockade Battlefront. And even more so to me, he is, Captain Obi in Fire Force.
Yeah, that definitely.
I have him on here mainly for Zoro and Captain Obi. I thought it was cool that he was in Blood Blockade or whatever. Like, I'd notice his voice immediately. His voice is one of those voices, and it's the reason why he's in my top five, is because anytime I hear his voice, because I've seen One Piece, is, it's just so recognizable. I can pick it up out of, like, any show or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter, like, the show that he's in or anything like that. If I hear his voice, I'm going to be like, wait, that's this person. But yeah, so he's my number five.
Okay. Josh, you want to go?
Yeah. Shout out my boy Hiroshi Kamiya. This is my number five. He's voiced literally every single favorite character I have in multiple shows. He's Yato in Origami. He's Akashi in Kuroko no Basket. He's Law in One Piece. He's Aragi, the main character in Monogatari. And, of course, he's Levi in Attack on Titan. And Levi yelling Kenny in Japanese sounds 10 times better than in English. He's also in Mobile Suit Gundam, Zero? I think he's Erd in that. He's Psyche in The Disastrous Life of Psyche K, too, and that's probably one of my low-key favorite Netflix anime. His voice is very recognizable to me. He's won Best Lead Actor and Best Personality at the Seiyu Awards before. I fuck with Red Heavy. His voice acting roles are always super chill, too. Like, it's never super overly loud or unnecessary, which is a character trope I fucking hate to death. Yeah, that's my number five.
Yeah. And I know that character trope is like one of the reasons why you weren't like that in on Black Clover as well.
Black Clover, I fucking hate Asta's Japanese dub and English dub voice actor. Oh my god.
You have not been playing about that. You really haven't.
You don't have to make the like fucking main character the loud one. Because like Naruto and Goku, I get, all right? Because they're kind of the standard bearers, but every single motherfucker after that is unnecessary. Like, and then they always make the other mofo this cool, dark, egomaniac fucking, or just edgelord ass character, like Vegeta and Sasuke. And what's the old dude in Black Clover's name?
The brother?
And you know. Yeah,
you know. Sorry, yeah. You know.
Fucking this Shunboy ass edgelord thinks he's cooler than life because he has black hair and he's like the prodigy because he's good at everything. No, bro. All right, cool. Get the stick out your ass, bro. Get it out.
Get the stick out your ass.
Yeah, that's my number five. Hiroshi Kamiya for sure.
Well, transition. My number five is Asta's voice actor, Gakuto Kajiwara.
What's so crazy is the internet exists, and you had the option to Google how to pronounce these names, and you just said, fuck it, we ball.
I mean, we here now. Because I always feel like I can sign, when I read it, I always feel like, oh, I got that. That's an easy one. And then I guess, Mike.
That Frank sounds like a manga reader who's never seen the anime, and then they immediately say every name wrong.
That's why we can remember faces. But yes, Asta's voice actor is my number five, mainly because as well as being Asta's voice actor, he's also Shinra's voice actor in Fire Force. And those are some of the best lines I've gotten from both characters are really important. For me, it's speeches. For me, it's declarations. It's declarations. It's when you're not just one-liner and you have to give speeches and you can hit and the emotional roller coaster that comes with it, that's very important to me. And I feel like Asta's voice actor did that for Asta for me because I was that deep in with Asta through all of his trials and tribulations. I feel like that honestly is the main reason. Like I could sit here and list like, you know, his other things and why I like, I didn't even know he was really Shinra's voice actor till I really did the research. So, and that was like some months ago, but it was really just one of those things where I was like, okay, I liked him for Asta's role. So I'm really just gonna stick on that just because, yeah, he's always the loud character, but I guess as a loud person, I guess I subconsciously related to that. I didn't realize how loud I was until maybe 2 years after watching, really a year to 2 years after watching Black Clover, because I started really around when it started, 2017. So, it was about 18, 19 when I was like, okay, so maybe you are louder than you thought you were. But I remember always people getting on Asta, even in the sub. Like, I know he's loud in the dub, but I remember even people getting on in the sub, and I was like, he's not that loud to me. He's not. And it took me a minute to really start catching on. I mean, I had to catch on for myself, so it took me a minute to catch on. But, I mean, the dedication to do that, like, especially being a character like that, and as many episodes as Black Clover has, like, Asta never changed. His voice was that for the whole thing. He was a loud character. When you read the manga, you don't you can tell Asta's kind of eccentric, but the manga doesn't tell you how loud he is. I think the anime does a really good job of saying, like, no, Asta's this loud, obnoxious motherfucker. But it's his personality. That's his character. You take it or you leave it. And I have seen people drop Black Clover because he's always yelling. I almost, that makes me like it more because, I mean, I've had people who don't like being around me because I'm always loud. So, like, I can understand it. But we're here. We're not going nowhere. So you either accept us or you don't. So for me, it's probably just a little more personal. And like I said, it's really mainly for his Asta role. But the fact that he also did Shinra, he's got a couple of different, you know, he was in Slime, he was in JoJo, he was in Fruit Baskets. Like, he's been in a couple of different things. Welcome to Demon School. But for me, mainly him being from Asta. So that is my number five. I will say his name again because I don't believe in giving up. It is Gakuto Kajiwara. I can say his last name easy. It was just the first name. So, heading in to my number four. This is an older cat, and I remember just, it just came out of nowhere. Like, honestly, it really hit me out of nowhere that this guy's really been a part of my life in multiple different fashions. His name is Rusei Nako. Nako. And he is the voice actor for Mayuri, the Bleach captain, of Squad... 12. Josh, help me out. 12, thank you. He also has done Caesar Clown in One Piece. Yeah, he's done Frieza, Cooler, even Frost on Dragon Ball.
All the races.
All the guys that we hate. I even recently saw him in a show called Pharmagia. He was basically like the evil bad guy over everything in the film. And I was like, yep.
The wonderful instantly world of fan characters from Hiro Mashima.
Oh my God. Instantly was able to hear.
I need to watch Pharmagia.
No, it's actually really good.
I've seen all of his stuff animated, except that, so I can't not watch it.
And he was only over character design. Like, the story was not, like,
the stories are all different. It's just, well, not all different, because, like, male-female pair is always damn near exact same. But
And this one, it is like that, too. I ain't gonna hold you, but he wasn't over the show. When you really put in, like, he just did character design, and you realize he wasn't, like, over plot, you still see some similarities. But you do see some, like, okay, he would have did it different if he was in charge. But my main thing is with him, with Ryusei, is because, like I said, he is the creepiest motherfucker in anime to me. He can send chills down your spine. It really started with Mayuri from Bleach, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I caught on to Bleach in 2020, you know what I'm saying? But I did, of course, watch it growing up, just episode from episode. But going through that journey of, like, binging it and really understanding, like, okay, no, he is a scary captain because you really can't. His voice, it's like, it's almost like he's being sarcastic all the time. And it's just part of that because he's like, everyone's stupid and I'm smart and you might as well just not even talk and let me just do the talking. He never fails. Even, like I said, even in the recent Pharmagia, he was literally the bad guy just having everyone look stupid. He's like, y'all have been working for me for decades and you couldn't even realize that? That's his thing. How he plays Frieza, you know what I'm saying? Frieza sends, you know, knows how to makes people scared. I ain't scared of Frieza. I ain't gonna care. But he knows how to make people afraid. So that's mainly why I, like, chose him. Like I said, if you can send fear down someone's spine just from your voice, that's pretty cool. And I mean, like I said, I've grown up with him. He's been in, they says here, over 80 productions, so definitely been in the anime community since, like, the early 70s. But now we here to give the flowers because, you know, we've had a lot of voice actors pass, especially recently, so giving him his flowers while he's here. And yeah, so Ryusei Nako will be my number four.
All right. Krillin has always been my favorite DBZ character, outside of, like, at least to play with in video games and stuff like that. And also just because he's human and he out here throwing bows with people he definitely shouldn't be. And then obviously Teen Gohan is my favorite ever. But mess with Krillin. One Piece wouldn't be One Piece without Luffy. And then she's got a couple other like minor roles that I really enjoy, including Turbo Granny. So I knew she couldn't not make the list, but I didn't want to put her too high. So at number four, Mayumi Tanaka, the probably one of the most voice actresses of our generation and beyond.
Legendary voice actress.
Yeah, she's Luffy's voice actress.
Yep.
And Krillin's and Yajirobe's and Turbo Granny's and a couple others.
I heard Turbo Granny. I was wait, Luffy?
Yeah, Luffy. Yeah, shout out Mayumi Tanaka. I literally grew up listening to this woman's voice, unironically. And I appreciate the sheer effort she's put in. But I definitely like other people more because I like their anime more. So yeah, I felt four was a very respectful spot.
Nice. Okay. I'll do my number four now. My number four is Asami Sato. She's in a ton of shows. I'm gonna list some of them. Not all of them, but some of them. I mainly love her for three main shows, right? And that is being she's Mai in Bunny Girl Senpai. She's Hori in Hori Mia, and she's Ralph Talia in Shield Hero.
Checks all the boxes for Seth.
And checks all the boxes. Checks all the boxes, man. Obviously, a voice actor's job is to convey emotion with their voice and stuff like that. But to be able to get me three times, or like two at least very good times, where like I'm like genuinely shedding tears for like a role that you played, or like your voice acting made me cry in two different shows, you're going to end up in my top five or whatever, right? Like, that's just the way it's going to be. And she is also the only female voice actress in my top five. But her role as Mai got me multiple times, including in the movies. Her role as Ralph Talia, I always think back of the scene from season one whenever Ralph Talia is, like, comforting Nafumi. Whenever they were trying to like take her away and stuff like that, because like she thought that, or like everybody thought that Nafumi was keeping her against her will with the slave crest, but she volunteered to have it put back on and everything like that. And it was after the fight against Bitch, whenever Nafumi was just in the ring, like feeling like all alone with the world against him and everything like that, but Ralph Talia was there with him. The scenes like that get me with her and her voice acting. She's also Alpha in Eminence and Shadow. Mina in Kaiju number 8. Yori in Whisper Me a Love Song, which that one's going to be a little bit more niche because that's it's a really good Yuri anime that came out like last year. She's Delta in Overlord, and the last one I'm gonna list is she is Yui in Haikyuu, which is the female captain of the volleyball team. So she has a lot of prominent roles and stuff like that. Oh, why did I not list this one? I forgot to list this one. She's also Nobara in Jujutsu Kaisen. So yeah.
Okay.
A lot of major.
We won't be hearing from her for a while.
At least it. I mean, we'll be hearing her from her soon.
We can at least say a while.
No. No. I'm talking about her as a voice actor, just in general, because Shield Hero season 4 comes out this summer.
Oh, say less. You're right.
We'll be hearing from her this summer. And we'll also, at the same time, is the new season of Bunny Girl Senpai coming out at the same time. So she's been busy. And, oh, bro, I just forgot. And Kaiju number 8 coming out this summer, too. She has 3 main roles coming out this summer. Okay, though. That's my number 4. My number 3 is Kaito Ishikawa, who ironically is the main guy in Bunny Girl Senpai. But his role in that is not the reason why I chose him, although he is hilarious in that role. His dry humor and ability to make me laugh is amazing. But I chose him mainly for his role in Haikyuu and his role in Shield Hero, which is he plays Kageyama in Haikyuu and he plays Naofumi in Shield Hero. And both of them, obviously Naofumi, has so many emotional moments throughout the first, even just season of Shield Hero. And I would never, like Shield Hero was, like, I think in my first 5 anime that I watched, and him stopping the execution and being like, death is too good for her. She'll live the rest of her life being named bitch, is goated to me. I love that.
Yeah.
And then him as Kageyama and constantly getting in Hinata's face, and not on for bad, I mean, at the beginning it was for bad reasons, but just overall, like, them two growing together and feeding off of each other, and the moments of clarity that, like, he had throughout the show, and improvement and stuff like that, as a, not only as a player, but as a person as well. His, like, growth and trying to actually, like, understand how his teammates feel and stuff like that, and being able to convey somebody that doesn't really know much about emotion, was really, really good to me. And I always recognize his voice as well. Whenever he's in other shows, he's one of the ones where I can recognize his voice and pick out his voice. He's also, is it Genos or Genos in One Punch Man?
Yeah, Genos.
Genos. He is, Ida in My Hero Academia. He is, Jin in Dandadan, Lance in Mashal, and, June in Tomo-chan is a Girl Zoo.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's my number 3.
All right, cool. You might not know who this is, but you definitely recognize his voice. He's Fenrir in Black Clover. He's Misaki in K. He's Yumachika in Bleach. He's Roy in Fire Emblem. He's Grell in Black Butler. He's I don't know how into the Black, Kuroko basketball lore you are, but, you know, you got the Generation of Miracles, but then you got the Shooters and the Uncrowned Kings. He's Magato from the Uncrowned Kings, the bad boy, like the other center, basically.
Okay, I remember
but,
that.
But the two or three that I feel like people care about the most would be King in Seven Deadly Sins, Yukio in Blue Exorcist, and my GOAT, the true and rightful emperor of the Holy Britannian Empire, Lelouch LaBerouge, aka Lelouch V. Britannia. Give me Jun Fukuyama.
Nice. I like this.
Thoroughly enjoy his work. Big fan. Code Geass was a massive influence on me in my later years. It's probably one of the best anime dramatically I've ever seen. And I just love all his other stuff. Like, he's also Kuro Sensei in Assassination Classroom. And he's Kraft and Spice and Wolf, but those are a little bit more low key. Some people. I've never heard him not in a good role. He's also a Joker in P5 if you played Persona in Japanese.
Okay, nice. Yes, because yeah. I played Persona 5 in Japanese.
All right, wait. And for Zoe, because he's the only person I know that would watch this bullshit, he's Riku and Yashahime.
Oh. Let's go. Okay.
Yes. I've also heard June's voice for a large portion of my life. He's been voice acting in TV, I know, since 98. Movies might have been a little bit before that. But, yeah, no, shout out him. I'm super, like, insane. He's been in so much, like, seasonal anime because he's, like, in Bungo Stray Dogs Season 3. He's in, like, the Persona 5 anime, obviously, because he's Joker. He's, like, he's Hao in, like, Pokemon Sun and Moon. He's Leon in That Time I Got Reincarnated as Slime. He's in Banana Fish. He's in Grand Blue. He's in the new Foolie Cooley. Like Brubby doing that work. He's in at least 3 to 4 anime a season. In 2019, I think he was in 9. Yeah, he was in 9 anime in 2019, including Shield Hero. He's Liart, the Scythe dude.
Mm.
Yeah, so shout out June. That's my number 3.
All right. Not
bad. Nice.
My number 3 is probably going to be most known for either A, Tomura Shigaraki in My Hero, or B, Miriam in Hunter Hunter. Either way, he's been doing this for a minute, and I will say my number 3 favorite voice actor is Koki Uchiyama. Pretty much really mainly because of the Shigaraki voice acting, like the way he's taken that character to new heights.
I respect it.
Is insane. It's insane. Like I was talking earlier about being creeped out by Ryusei, but this guy really just puts like I just like the despair that Shigaraki be trying to over like send, he sends it. And as well as him doing Miriam, because Miriam, no one was beating Miriam, but just the speeches that Miriam did, the way he talked to the girl, Miriam, he did really well with as well. But I mainly did pick him because of, excuse me, the Shigaraki inference. Like I said, took that character to new heights. I started reading My Hero and, you know, kind of would hear him while I was reading it because I started with the anime. But when I guess I'm thinking about how he took that character off the page, because it's just kind of like with the Asta thing, like how he took this character off the page and really put extra personality onto it. But even though it's a despair kind of personality, he still is like, when Shigaraki comes on the screen and he starts talking, you're listening, kind of. Some other notables, he did Ray in Buddy Daddy, so he was one of the Buddy Daddies. I know that kind of was pretty big when it just came out. He was Midnight in Fairy Tail, as well as Kei Sekishima in Haikyuu. So can't really remember exactly the character was, but definitely he's been on a couple different other big shows. But yeah, like I said, really chose him mainly because of his Shigaraki role. He's on these. I see a lot of other roles here. He did Glorio in Dragon Ball Daima, so that's for some people recently who've been doing it. And he also was in Pharmacia as well, just like Ryusei, as one of the characters. So it's cool that I've had him in a couple different roles, but I will say his Shigaraki role sounds definitely not, it's definitely unique compared to everything else. Like with his Buddy Daddy role, Miriam, everybody did have like a droll to them, but Shigaraki's raspy, droll, intimidating, strong. I just think that's like a top 5 role for him right there. Top 1, if it really is his best role, for honestly. So yeah, because of Shigaraki, I'm choosing him as my number 3. And that leads into my number 2, because, you know, we inverse. And this one, I've it's a loud character. And I've definitely, when I was constructing my list, when I think I first thought of this, or when I was writing it months ago, this was the first name I wrote down. And so he should have been number 1, but I mean, life happens. You start thinking, you start getting better. But my number 2 is the voice actor of Bakugo from My Hero Academia, and that is Nubihoku Okamoto. He is also as well as a voice actor. He's also a singer who's affiliated with Raccoon Dog. I don't know if any of y'all know who that is, but if you do, now you know who he's affiliated with. A lot of other notable roles for him would be Nishinoya in Haikyuu, Rin in Blue Exorcist, as well as Libe in Black Clover. He's done Bet in Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in the Dungeon?
Beta, yeah.
Genya in Demon Slayer. You also got Ryu in Food Wars. Garfield in ReZero, if y'all, you know, for y'all, because y'all have some ReZero fans. And Karma in Assassination Classroom. So, yeah. And as well as Louis Napoleon in Captain Tsubasa. So, anyone know Captain Tsubasa? That's a old, that's a little bit older. A little old, not too older, but just a older anime. But yeah, chose him mainly because of Bakugo. I did, you know, the ring connection's cool, but I mean, he can come on the screen and you know it's him. It kind of relates back to what I mentioned earlier with Zoro. Like,
yes.
As soon as he comes on the screen and starts talking, I remember even you came to me, Seth, you were watching a Slice of Life show. I can't remember what it was, but you came to me, you were like, oh, that's Bakugo. But he's not in this normal setting like he really is.
Yeah. Aw, shit.
What show was it?
Let me go. Let me go look into his voice actor profile. Let me go look into his voice actor profile.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it and I'm looking in like the last couple of years, and I may just be scrolling past it because I really have no idea who it was.
And we had this conversation last year because, like, yeah, Bakugo's voice actor has the three roles, and they're all significantly different.
Significantly different. Like, honestly,
I'm pulling it up. So he, if I'm being honest, he's probably in my number six spot.
Yeah.
He barely missed my top five.
No, I respect it. I mean, literally this guy, even in Fairy Tail Ignea, I see here he was in Windbreaker as Kaji. He was in One Piece as S-Bear, and he's playing young Kuma, which the backstory just started for that. And now I ain't gonna lie, I can see how he's playing young Kuma, but if I didn't read this, I would have never guessed it, because as well as the raspiness, because, you know, he basically plays raspy characters, and the way he does Kuma's raspiness, because Kuma was crying a lot, he was a slave growing up. So, like, I actually watched the episode today, and like, he really is just a raspy character all around. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's just like y'all said, you mentioned, like, you won't. Three different roles, four different roles, and they'll all be something different. That's why I will say Bakugo would be my favorite role. You know what I'm saying? Just because we got to see Bakugo go from a bully to what he is now. And I guess I don't want to put it all on the character, but I mean, he also was able to keep, even though we're seeing Bakugo change, the voice kept the same energy through the whole process.
Yeah.
Like, you knew it was going to still be a mean motherfucker. But he just happened to have a nice side. But his energy that he brought to this character was just like tough, raspy, in your throat. Like, you would think he smoked cigarettes his whole life, and it's just him reaching into his voice and playing with his vocal cords. And that really has always been cool to me. And recognizing people is always that fun part of learning voice acting, especially in Japanese, because it makes you feel like you're learning Japanese. It makes you feel like you understand it. It makes you feel like you're getting somewhere with that language barrier, compared to someone who's never watched anime or someone who's just watched J-pop or listens to different music. Like, what we get with anime is we get to see not only just different shows, different mediums, different type, like, genres, and we get to see them go from, like, for us, it's like watching a character go from one side of the anime world to another, but for them, it's just going from one room to the next room. And it's just that magicalness is so cool to me. And I mean, I will say My Hero's got some, I mean, the fact that I had two My Hero like people on my like top three just speaks to how much they cared about the people who were voice acting these characters for My Hero. Cause I mean, even in the dub, I mean, Chris Sabat being All Might was the perfect, it just was written in the stars. Like, he was practicing with Zoro back in the day. So when All Might came out, he could be All Might, like stuff like that. I really love just the journey and watching it go from left to right of voice actors' careers, as well as them trying new things, as well as them going into different places with their character. And I think he really embodies that because of just his roles. As well as he has many roles, they're all in different genres. They're all across the field. So Nubico Okamoto is my number two favorite voice actor.
Yeah, he was also Heimel in Fairbairn.
Yeah, that's what I forgot to mention. I remember I was going to say that for you. Yes. But Heimel, I guess,
He wasn't that raspy. Yeah, he wasn't that raspy.
Yeah, that's why I said I really can't even, going off what I just said earlier, now I'm thinking about it. No, Heimel was very, he just played with his vocal cords a different way. Because just listening wouldn't have been able to guess that. You know what I'm saying? Just like Ignia, he playing, what am I trying to say? He's playing, what's that man's name? Natsu. He's playing Natsu's damn near half brother. And I couldn't really tell until I did my little research thing. But then when I went back and watched the clip of it, I was like, okay, now I can see it. Like, once you know, you try to put it together. But I like that he can sneak back and show people hey, I can do this, but you ain't got to know. But when he played someone like Bakugo, you're going to know.
You watched My Stepmom's Daughter is My Ex, right?
Yes.
I'd
be lying if I said I remember the character's name.
That's fair. Koguri?
Yeah, I saw Kawanami. That. I did see that. I'd be lying if I said I didn't remember character names. The situation was just so crazy that we was just there.
For Josh, I'm not sure if you said this one, but Yvonne, Carolyn, and Tiger and Bunny, too.
So yeah, pretty different, pretty well rounded. Yeah, that's my number two.
I see. Sick. I hate winning though.
Hey,
I had one in my top five.
See, I hate winning though. So the second woman in my list, someone who I also adore greatly because I grew up hearing their voice everywhere. She was Metabee and Metabots. She was Mokuba and Yu-Gi-Oh. She was Takuya in Digimon Frontier. She was Shiro in Our High School Host Club. She was Amaru in Inazuma 11. She was Red in Pokemon Origins. She was Goemon in Digimon Adventure. And probably the most important one, which shaped my entire well-being, she is the voice actress for the one and only Naruto Uzumaki. Give me Junko Takeuchi at number two. I would not be who I am today without this woman, literally. But she's at number two just because the person above her has about three anime who helped shape my personality compared to the major one. Obviously, she was in Digimon and stuff like that, but Digimon Frontier came out so late by then that I was already a fan. But I love Naruto to death, always will. It'll forever be in my top five. My anime fixation wouldn't exist without this woman. So yeah, Junko Takeuchi, number two.
Nice. I respect it. All right. My number two is Yusuke Kobayashi, who his most known role is Senku in Dr. Stone. But the reason why he's in my top five at number two is for his role as Subaru in ReZero. Man, I mentioned this before. If you can make me cry in a show, you got me, right? And as a voice actor, if you can make me cry across multiple shows, you got me, right?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't necessarily make me cry across multiple shows. He just made me cry multiple times in one show, being ReZero. And man, the amount of shit and pain that, we've said this before on this podcast, the amount of shit and pain that Subaru goes through, and then you have to voice act and be able to do it well, all of that pain and all of that misery and like borderline losing your mind at times and at times losing your mind, that shit is crazy. And I, every time he voice acts Subaru, I'm so impressed, because you, it's the same way with like Bakugo that you mentioned, Zoe, how he's able to keep the same attitude the entire time and be able to, because that attitude is the same the entire time, be able to reflect the character's growth better, right? It's the same way with Subaru. Subaru's growth as a character is more so reflected in not necessarily how strong he becomes, but because of how smart he is. And just to be able to do that entire range of voice acting, from you are like breaking down mentally, you're sobbing on the floor begging for your life, to two seasons later, you're like outsmarting characters, and but you still have that same energy that you've kept the entire time. He's also Arthur in Fire Force, and Arthur in Fire Force is a hilarious character, and he's made me laugh numerous times. And so that range as a voice actor, again, he's not necessarily in my top five because of Arthur in Fire Force, but it certainly helps. And anytime that he does a role, like, I know that it's him immediately. Like,
no, that's some range. So he plays Arthur, who's pretty stupid but ends up doing smart things. Senku, who's pretty smart but ends up in stupid situations, and the guy from ReZero,
Subaru, who's really weak but smart.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's some range.
And Hagni in Danmachi, which is the guy that's like really shy and embarrassed if people look at him in the Freya Familia. He's one of the level sixes that has to use magic, and he takes on an alternate personality.
Oh, yes. Okay. I got you.
It's him.
Okay.
Which is a super wide range, because you added in that fourth character, and you're like, oh, like...
Well, the way I'm looking at it, it gets progressively more
not sane.
Yeah. I was about to say, yeah, the thing between all four of these characters, I can't say, is they're all mentally crazy. Like, I can say that, and that answer just because of what they've been through. I mean, even Senku, he was counting for 3,000 years. Like, you got to be crazy as hell to do that. So, like, everybody he plays, like, even though their range, if we had to find a middle consensus, he can play a mentally insane character very well.
Yes, correct. Yes. Yep.
The Heath Ledger of voice acting.
Okay.
No, okay.
I like... I like the comparison. It's completely, obviously, different kinds of acting whenever you're acting on camera. Completely
different, but just speaking on the whole becoming...
Being able to play an insane person.
Yes.
Yeah, I can dig the comparison at least. Can y'all guess my number one?
Probably.
I really couldn't. Dub wise, I probably could have did some, but this I really can't.
No, it's sub wise, it can't be that hard. It's not a rom com guy, so it's 100% Bale's voice acting.
Zoe, do you want to guess?
I'm gonna say, Slime, the head of. Rimuru. I'm gonna say Rimuru's voice actor.
Okay, not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. Josh had it.
I knew it. I just wanted Josh to. Be,
it. Yeah, I, just, yeah, I know.
I just I wanted
know,
to be know, different.
That's the reason he watches anime. Like he might be like, oh, Black Clover Clips. Nah, fuck that. It's Danmachi for sure. Yeah, I knew it 100%.
I just love that show so fucking much, man.
This man started reading light novels because of this show.
I did. I was like, what do you mean it doesn't have a manga for source material? It's got a light novel? Fuck it, I'll read it, I guess.
This man started reading chapter books again as an adult. When was the last time you read a chapter book?
I mean, I read often.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but we know what you read. When last time you actually read it?
He's saying before you read Don Machi, how long was the gap of you reading an actual chapter book?
That wasn't like a required reading.
Like, I don't know.
The fact you have COVID? To think about it proves my point. Yeah. The fact you really have to think about it proves my point.
COVID. Stu, okay. Stu says.
No, okay. No, you're right.
But yeah, so I love his... I just love Bell as a character in Don Machi as a whole. And so, like, we were watching Slime Reincarnated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't necessarily watching the shows together. I think I watched the episode before you. But it was within the newest season, right? I forget the name of the character, but it was the guy that had everything go right for him. Like he had that luck ability or whatever.
Yep, I know you're talking about.
And I was like, new character got introduced in Slime Reincarnated, and it's Bell's voice actor. Oh my god,
is that Bell voice? That it literally makes so much sense, because the dude had so much humbleness to him, and you could tell like he was just trying to be so nice to everything around. That actually makes so much sense. They got a good voice actor. I get it now.
They did get a good voice actor for him. But man, like I've said this before on the show before, like how much I love Bell's character and just his ability. Like,
oh, give us why you like his voice.
Yeah, exactly.
What does the voice to the character do?
Bell, so his voice for Bell, for me, like, if you put in another voice actor, I feel like they would do a good job too, depending on who they are. But the ability to voice his shyness, voice his determination at the same time, to be able to put Bell into words, I guess you could say, like as a whole, it wouldn't feel the same if it was another voice actor doing Bell. From his whole ability, or like, I guess, disability to not be able to talk to girls, to learning how to talk to girls, but also his stubbornness and his willingness to like borderline die for his friends and stuff like that, but being able to put the emotion behind that, because he's an extremely emotional voice actor to me. Like, the emotion that he puts behind his characters, and I'm fixing to list off some of them as well, right, is really impressive to me. And again, like, Bell is not his most known part at all. Bell is like his like sixth most known part, like role that he plays. And I don't know, like, some of these are from shows that I haven't seen, and so I'll tell y'all what roles he's in and stuff like that. But I mean, those are the kind of reasons that I love Bell, or like what his voice does for Bell.
Okay. No, I respect that.
But he's Kirito in Sword Art Online.
Oh, what?
Yep.
I would have never. Okay.
He in the new Trigun.
If you pay attention, you can hear
it. Yeah.
Like, now that I'm thinking about it, it's like that. I'm like, what? I've been watching Don Machi for all these years and never even put two and two together.
He is in the new Trigun. He is Vash the Stampede.
I don't acknowledge that show.
No one cares about the new one.
I'm aware. I'm just listing it. Because it is a main role for a very popular show.
No, it is. There are people who do. I'm just the old heads. Oh.
He is Soma in Food Wars.
That makes sense.
Main character in Food Wars.
Yes.
Great. He is Sora in No Game, No Life.
I didn't know that.
He is Inosuke in Demon Slayer.
Wow, that's some range.
He is Labok in Akame Ga Kill.
Yep.
Zoe, tell me if you know this one, because I know that you've seen Tokyo Revengers, right? Takashi Mitsuya.
I'm gonna say 6ix9ine.
Takashi. He was one of the evil characters. Well, the other side character.
Yeah. He's on the other side.
I wouldn't been able to tell. That character was really like dark. And Bell's like light, like more lighthearted. Kirito's gotcha. Not lighthearted, but he's more like hopeful. The character they play, he played in that Takashi was a little darker, but I'm with you. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Got you. And he's also the main guy, Futaru, in Quintessential Quintuplets.
So he's the guy that's choosing all the women.
Yes. He finds himself in a lot of shows where the females all love him. A little bit lesser known role. He was the robot guy that in Jujutsu Kaisen that controlled it from the bathtub.
It wasn't a bathtub, but yeah.
I mean, it was kind of a bathtub.
It was kind of a bathtub.
And y'all tell me if this character has any importance in Bleach. Aznot. N-O-D-T?
This must be one of the Quinces.
It's an O-D-T?
N-O-D-T. Not.
Oh. No, oh, you spelled node? His name.
I'm spelling the last name.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. He's also the, I think it's the Sword Hero. Or I think he's the Sword Hero in Shield Hero. Yeah, it's a sword arrow. Yep, I got it right by the picture.
Oh, Zoe, F.
I knew it. I said that. I was literally like, he's one of the Quincy's. Because that name didn't sound... Okay. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, Fear. The black one with the mask.
Yeah, with the mask. I got you.
Well, black hair one with the mask. Yeah, face mask.
No, I'm with you. We're on the same page. Yeah. The one Rukia took down.
Also, for those watching Fire Force right now, one of the bad guys, Yona... The guy that draws paints people's faces and stuff like that in Fire Force. Season 1 Fire Force. He also plays him.
Okay. A little bit of range. Good bit of range.
Yeah. Also has role in Domino Ace and stuff like that too. So he's in a lot of shows I like, so
that always helps.
It does. It does help.
All
right. But yeah, that's my number one.
All right, cool. This person, video game wise, has probably had a major impact on my life. More than like the anime stuff too, but I think video games would really got it. Because he is the voice actor for Titus in Final Fantasy X. And all the subsequent stuff, so Kingdom Hearts and then Final Fantasy X/2. He's Keiji in Sengoku Busara, so also he's the voice actor for the anime too. He is Toma in Genshin Impact, and he is Valerius for Xenoblade 3. And then he's also the official dub actor for one Zac Efron, which I didn't know until recently. Which is crazy work. So, yeah, anytime you see a Troy Bolton movie, or I should say Zac Efron movie in Japan and it's dubbed, this is the guy who's voicing Zac Efron.
Nice.
So, High School Musical, 17 again, Baywatch, all that. This is guy. And then anime-wise, he's Whis in Dragon Ball Z. He is Barnaby in Tiger and Bunny. He is... Ryo in Eden of the East. He's Shosaku in Bungo Stray Dogs. He's Pegasus Seiya in Saint Seiya. He's in this season of Go-Go Loser Ranger 2, but I haven't met his character yet. He's Mosuke in Shaman King. He's Raya in Black Clover for that one-off episode. He's because he plays Kazuchika Okada, who's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, in Tiger Mask W. And then he's Shogo Hazaki in Kuroko no Basket. And then, of course, the most important one is that he is the one, the only group project main character, Ichigo Kurosaki. So, ooh. And then I'm a really big Toku Sentai fan. So like Kamen Rider, Power Rangers, all that stuff. He's the main antagonist in Kamen Rider Build. So shout out Masakazu Morita, or Morita, excuse me, T-A, not T-A. Masakazu Morita is a phenomenal voice actor. I love how intense he can get. Hearing him say Bankai in Japanese is top three one-liners in anime to me. I genuinely enjoy his work in general. Again, I'm a big Sentai fan of Takatsu in general. So like all that, like, oh, superheroes transforming into armored warriors stuff. Kamen Rider's dope. So to see him in Kamen Rider Bill was cool. And like, cause he was a reason, like he was a bad guy. He was a reason shit was going the way it was going. No, and also Ichigo is probably my favorite anime character ever. I've said that multiple times. Even though Bleach was probably what used to be six, Thousand Year Blood War arc is out now. So that'll boost it up into the top five when Thousand Year Blood War arc finishes, which will drop something out unironically, which will probably be Dragon Ball, because Wish just got there, and I like Naruto more. Yeah, I think when Bleach finishes, Dragon Ball will go to six, which is crazy work. You know, I just genuinely enjoy hearing it. He's also like in Prince of Tennis. I don't remember what it is. No, not Prince of Tennis. He's in Ace of Diamonds, Seth. He is. See if I can find it. Kouchiro?
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah. He's in World Trigger too. He's Shuji.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's my number one.
Dope.
Masakazu Morita. Mm.
Okay. Awesome. I did have it here just a second ago. Where did it go?
Yeah, but Japanese dub voice of Zac Efron was crazy work when I found out. I was like, I can't wait to see this.
I finally found it. It is going back to Bakugo's voice actor, right?
Yeah.
He was the main guy in Pseudo Harem.
Main guy. Oh,
Pseudo Harem. Okay. Pseudo Harem was a romantic comedy about a guy who wanted a harem, but obviously like didn't have one and stuff like that. But the girl that was his junior or whatever, voice acted all of these different roles for him and stuff like that. Yeah. The tsundere girlfriend, the overly attached girlfriend, stuff like that. And eventually they started dating and everything like that on the show. But hearing his voice, the second I heard it, I was like, that's Bakugo. Holy shit.
No, I remember. I remember you told me that.
I was like, damn, that's good.
Definitely good if we can catch it right off rip.
I also recognized the female voice actor immediately as well. In that show. I'm just gonna mention her real quick. Her name is Sayori Hayami. She plays Yukino in Snafu. My teen romantic comedy Snafu. She plays Shinobu in Demon Slayer. She plays Yor in Spy Family. She plays Yumiko in Kakegurui. Awari no Seraph, the show. Seraph of the End. She plays the main girl in that. Josh, in the Monogatari series, she plays Yotsugi.
Okay.
But yeah, she plays Fubuki in One Punch Man. She plays what's the name of the show? I don't know it from Japanese, but I recognize the character. The Honor Student Magic High School.
Wait, that show. What is this for, by the way?
Huh?
I don't know. What is this for, by the way? I don't know.
She just happened to be the co-star to Bakugo's voice actor in this random romantic comedy that I watched this one season.
So you just wanted to shout her out?
I just want to shout her out, yeah, because her voice acting in the show is fucking amazing. And she's also Ryu. Yeah. She's in my, like, top 10 voice actors. Yeah. She's in my top 10. Yamato in one, like she has so many main character roles. Ruby in Ruby, it's insane.
You just didn't add an honorable mention, so you just didn't know that time period.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Because I had already reached two honorable mentions, and I was like, I'll stop there.
Okay. Let's wrap it up.
Yes, yeah, 11:46. I'm trying to be done by midnight.
Oh, well, then shit, we got some time. My number one.
Bullshit a little bit.
My number one is finally a woman. All right, let's start with that. My number one favorite voice actor is going to be none other than the amazing Mayumi Tanaka. Josh is number three, because he doesn't care. I chose her simply because, honestly,
First of all, you're gonna talk shit getting them right. It was four and at three. Second of all, two women made my list. So you don't care.
I cared this time. Simply, I mean, of course, love Luffy. I love what she's
emotional attachment to One Piece than I do.
Yeah. Honestly, even though you started first, I very deep. My whole house, you would think I've been watching One Piece since it started. When I look at my crib sometimes, I'd be like, I think other anime too, right? but basically, I chose her simply. I mean, of course, the longevity of her career. Been doing Dragon Ball since the start of Dragon Ball. She done Dr. Slump and all that. So, you know, her and Toriyama are very close friends. As well as what she's done for One Piece, being able to voice a character for this long. With all the breaks they've taken and the long, but at the same time, besides the breaks, the amount of time they've also put in week to week. And I'm pretty sure the sessions and hours that she's put in for this just one show could exceed a whole career. But she still has many other accolades, and I don't want to diss on that. But I think for me, the real personal collection I have with her is she started out of every anime I ever watched. Hearing her say Kaizakuni Oranai every episode made me want to learn Japanese. She single-handedly made me want to learn another language, because I don't know if it's just the obsession. I don't know if it's just, you know, I wanted to be able to just understand better, but like hearing her, besides just the openings and the little things they did for the show, like, she definitely as a character alone made me want to learn Japanese. And I think that's that right there. Cause like, people ask me all the time, like, I watch this stuff, I watch anime, and do I ever want to learn Japanese? I never had no passion for it. Never cared to like say, honestly, to be like, hey, I do want to go learn it. Cause I enjoyed the medium of it. It's not like I was trying to, I don't want to say not learn Japanese culture. I was into anime for anime. And I remember being like, that's okay. I don't have to go learn the language to know it like anime. But after watching One Piece, man, and just hearing her talk about how she want to be King of the Pirates, I'm going to be King of the Pirates, and just keep over and over saying it in different ways. I mean, Kaizukuni, like, I know that's pirate, you know what I'm saying? Even though that's just one word, like, she said it so much that it's burned in my head. Like, I at least know a couple words. So, because I've never studied, I've never done, like, a training course or anything trying to learn the language. So, it really is just really a personal connection with her. Like, every time I know that she's still going to be voicing Luffy, I'm pretty a little excited on the inside because I'm like, okay, she's still kicking it. You know, we've lost a lot of voice actors. I mean, over time, of course, in life, but like, especially like these last few years, it seemed like it's all been more vocalized just because of social media and like, you know, where all anime's blown up. So they always make sure to let everyone know when another person's passed. And like I said, I'm know for a fact it's been a thing. People are going to pass, but it's just been more precedent in the social media side of it. So I feel like we got to give our flowers to the people who doing this as long, like, you know, I've noted, like, the Frankie voice change really showed me just, like, wow, like, it's going to take years for people to take this guy as Frankie. Years. And even then, One Piece might end, and we still don't take him as Frankie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just when you voice an actor, when you first speak that first word with you voice acting someone, whether it's Japanese, dub, whatever, that's you. That's what people are going to establish with. And she's done that with Krillin, Yajirobe, Luffy, and I want to be able to give her flowers while she's here. And when I do start learning Japanese, I will definitely bring it back to One Piece. It would always be because of One Piece. So she is my number one favorite voice actor.
Dope.
Yep. Not a bad episode. Not bad. Everybody had pretty good answers. Like, none of us really, this was definitely no debating. Everybody was pretty cool what they heard. No one felt any.
Yeah, I mean, especially whenever you're listening to voice actors.
This was allowed to be most opinion based.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
No, yeah.
There weren't any, like, extinguishing criteria, like, outside of obviously they needed to be a Japanese voice actor, right?
Yeah. It's not like we were doing, like, the top five most legendary Japanese voice actors.
Yeah,
that's a separate conversation.
Yeah, a separate convo.
Yeah, because some of the young folks y'all out here throwing in here, yeah, but that's neither here nor there. all my 10, 15 years in the game, but you know, it's also not important. We're like, yeah, good episode, good list. But yeah, it's not like it's a fire episode, and Zoe named it an Earth user, right? Or wind user on the water episode, because why would you do that, right? But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to another fine edition of your Waifu's Favorite Podcast. Mental health has been a well. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, treat yourself. Excuse me. I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. Check in on your peoples. We had a situation this weekend. We're a friend with MIA for 48 hours. We found out what that they were okay. We don't know full details, but I was like one of the last people to talk to him, and then nobody heard nothing for like 48 hours, and we were like, well, shit, is he dead? Is he in jail? Like, what's going on? But we figured out, we locked in. But also, on the other half of that, give your people ways to get in contact with people around you in the event we can't get to you. Especially if you don't live in an area we can get to ASAP. Like, because we care about you and want you to be okay, regardless of whether you make good or bad decisions. You know? So just make sure to check on your people every now and then. You know, it's like, before you realize, oh, I haven't talked to so-and-so in like 8 months. And then you check in, and you're like, alright, cool. And then you don't talk to that person again for another 6 to 8 months. Just a text every now and then, blue moon. It ain't got to be every day. It could be once a week, once a month, you know? It's just check on your people, especially if you care about them, you know? Because you ain't got to talk every day. I don't talk to all my friends every day. But as soon as we do talk, you know, it's just like when we were in person together, however long the time period was. So, yeah. Mental health's been well. Love yourself. Appreciate yourself. Treat yourself. If you're being abused physically, emotionally, spiritually, etc. And it gets to the point where you feel like you don't have any way out, our DMs are open. Your friends' DMs, I would assume, are open. And if you don't feel comfortable either of those, you want to talk to a true stranger. 988 is your best friend. That's a national suicide and slash high, crisis hotline. And yeah, social media, please and thank you.
Yes, sir. You already know you can follow us on TikTok at Otaku Collective PC. You also can follow us on Twitter at Otaku Collect Pod. Don't forget to follow us individually. You can follow me on Instagram at underscore what about Zoe. You can follow Seth on all platforms at C3 Smooth. And you can follow Josh on all platforms at my underscore own profit. Seth, take us home.
Thank y'all for listening to another edition of the Otaku Collective Podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, please share it with your friends, family, coworkers, anybody that know that you that likes anime or loves anime, or maybe you grew up with them, and talking about the newest anime that's out is a way that y'all keep in touch. Anybody that you have in your life like that, that you talk about anime with or you watch anime with, you have anime weekends or days with them and stuff like that, please share the podcast episode with them. Again, that's the best way that you can help us out. You can listen to us on all major streaming platforms. You can listen to us on Spotify. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Podcasts as well. And with that said, we will see y'all next episode. Peace out, you bunch of otakus.